For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Columbia City Council heard complaints about local policing as well as calls for reform of the department during a meeting last night. The Columbia Missourian reports that those protesting the death of George Floyd marched to City Hall and spoke during the council meeting. Several speakers urged the council to focus on teaching officers de-escalation techniques and hiring more unarmed social workers to respond to mental health crises. Some speakers spoke of personal experiences with racism from Columbia's police, as well as frustrations with the department. This included resident Barbara Jefferson.
There's a lot of waking up that needs to be done. But if there's somebody up here that don't think racism is real, come and be black with me for a week. Just a week.
Pat Fowler and Matt Pitzer were sworn in as city council members before the meeting began at a special session. Fowler is replacing Clyde Ruffin as the First Ward's Columbia City Council member. The City Council also heard a report outlining that the city will receive more than $570,000 in coronavirus aid money. The council then debated how the funds could be used in part to address homelessness within the city, with priority given to providing permanent rather than temporary housing. The council also ended the temporary suspension of metered parking downtown. Civil rights groups are asking the Missouri Supreme Court to allow all Missourians to vote absentee without a notary because of the coronavirus. An attorney for the ACLU of Missouri and other groups argued yesterday for expanded absentee voting before Supreme Court judges. Lawyer Sophia Lynn Lakin says voters now must choose between voting and going against public health guidance to social distance. Governor Mike Parson this month signed a bill allowing people at high risk to vote by mail without a notary. He also waived requirements to show up in person for a notarization through August 28th. Civil rights groups say those actions don't go far enough. Missouri hospitals would be required to provide sexual assault exams whenever needed under a bill that Governor Mike Parson is considering signing into law. Fewer than 30 nurses are certified to perform the exams in the state. State Senator Jill Shoup says that means some rape victims are turned away from hospitals or have to be driven hours away to get an exam. A bill she worked on would create a program through which specialists could walk uncertified nurses through sexual assault exams via video conferencing. A spokesperson for the governor says the bill is still under review. A rural Missouri police chief who was placed on administrative leave over inflammatory posts on social media was quickly reinstated. Avoz Police Chief Kevin Sudemeyer was put on leave last Thursday, pending an investigation into his Facebook posts, including one that said people who stand in the street to block traffic deserve to be run over. After an emergency meeting on Friday, Sudemeyer was reinstated and given a verbal reprimand. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.